But I think we can only get through this together. And we have to start appealing to the parts of our society that we have not communicated well with. And the groupings in our society and the demographies that we've really not communicated well with in this pandemic. We need a communication strategy that reaches to that young man and young woman in the community where the house is so small that it's real hard to stay inside, and where the community has all the challenges, and therefore on the block lineman is the easiest space to be. We have to start communicating to that group. But we also have to communicate to the rich and the restless and the young who want to do their foolishness and come together and feel that that will be okay and have caused a spiking in this. And the middle age who have not really taking this thing seriously and saying to themselves, well, this whole thing is a hoax. There's somebody telling us foolishness and we ain't believing all this. We have to communicate to them and not just a communication about the dangers of the pandemic and the virus and the people going to die and why you need to wear your mask, wash your hands, and do these things in this time. We have to communicate to them why it's necessary to take the vaccine when it becomes available, and why to take that is to protect us and each other and to be able to reopen society. Why it is that unless we all vaccinate, we can't reopen this society and our economy is going to be crashed. And if we want to get back to work quickly, the best way to do that is to start taking the vaccine when it's available and to do all the protocols to keep ourselves safe.